It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
Morning, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going well, thank you.
Back from your Easter break. You were north of Swan Hill.
Yeah, look, I generally go up there every Easter. It's a great opportunity for a family holiday. Take all the my kids who have all grown up with their kids now. We camp on the Warkul River, just into New South Wales, out on the Moolamoon Road. And look, we had superb weather up there with, 30 degrees through the daytime and around about 10 at night, so a great temperature to have a good campfire. Although I did notice up there that the authorities were checking compliance with the fire regs and making sure people didn't leave fires unattended, that sort of thing. So always be aware of that when you go into those areas.
And what did you catch up there?
Look, the river was steady and nice and clear, but the native fish were really scarce, with only a few golden perch caught. We didn't see a cod, first time in a long time. And speaking with the landholder, he said none of the camps were catching fish, and they believe it was because of the Blackwater event back in November, December. But it will take some time for those fish to migrate back to those areas. But we did catch a number of silver perch. They're a native species. We caught them up to 30 centimetres, which are not particularly big, but real good scrappers. But the really surprising thing to me was the number and size range of European carp. Absolutely incredible. I reckon I probably caught and disposed of in excess of 200. And they range from sort of 2 centimetres up to 80 centimetres. And the 80 centimetre one gave me a good go, I can tell you.
And what type of hooks were you using?
Well, look, in those locations, nowadays I'm using a circle hook, which is basically what it says. It's like a circle, so that the point of the hook is bent back towards the eye and the main shaft of the hook. So when the fish takes the bait and you strike, this directs the hook into the side of the fish's mouth. And so it only ever basically lip hooks them, which occasionally you drop a few off, but it's so much easier to unhook and release accordingly. The only trouble I've had, I got one in my finger once while it was hooked on my rod, and I had a bit of trouble getting that out.
That's a story you've got to explain to people.
Yeah, you've got to remember which way that point goes.
Now you're back from your fishing trip, Jeff. Time to clean your gear.
Yeah, look, we were fishing off the bank and in the boat, and so you get a lot of sand and grit, and it's being very dry up there. There's a lot of dust, so I noticed some of my gear was getting a bit shabby, so I've got to pull all that apart and give it a lubrication. You got to look after your gear because it can be expensive. So, and the other thing, fishing on a river, you got a lot of snags, so you lose a lot of terminal tackle like hooks, sinkers and swivels. So if I don't do it now, next time I go, I'll get in and I thought, oh, I haven't got any of those particular hooks or those hooks. So good thing to follow up on your gear after a trip.
Yeah, it's great advice. And where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Look, Lake Wendaroo is still going really well here. I've noticed a few friends keep sending me photos of great redfin and one trout up to about 3.5 kilos last week. Absolutely magnificent fish on lures and bait. The Murray River, particularly around Swan Hill, hadn't been affected by the black water, so they're catching good cod and the odd golden perch there, well worth a look. Lake Bullenmere, I knew camper down for both salmon and rainbow trout on lures, and there's good redfin in Lake Epilock, Lake Purrumbeet, and also Warringah Basin over near Rushworth.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Sean. Catch you soon.